Ever listen to your clients like a polite stranger on a bus? Probably. Consider the possibility that the answer to that question is probably. I want to distinguish a scale, call it the degree of investment scale, i.e., how invested you are in the person you're talking with. At the lower end of the scale, you're like a polite stranger on a bus. No real investment at all. You are well-meaning to this person before you. You are happy to listen, and maybe even offer a word of encouragement or insight along the way. I mean, heck, why not? We all like to feel useful. You know none of their backstory going in, and have to be gotten up to speed, but you're happy to show up and give your best until it's your stop. You genuinely wish them well as you part. At the upper end of the scale, you're like their loving and attentive mom. You know their whole backstory, the arc and all. You're deeply aware of who this person is, what they aspire to be, and the ups and downs they've had to date. It genuinely matters to you that they thrive, and you can't wait to hear how it all went when you talk to them next. During every one of your sessions with clients, you are always somewhere along this spectrum in the way that you listen to them. At one end of the spectrum, we're just your 10 o'clock on Tuesdays, and we can feel it. At the other, oh, you're our trusted ally, and there's no one in our corner quite like you are. We can feel that, too. I had a coaching relationship that touted in the brochure being the latter, and charged accordingly, while definitely feeling more like the former. My coach was largely a blank slate each week, even though, if you'd asked me at the time, I'd have said the calls were great. As I've said in these parts before, I realized that wasn't great customer service. That was lazy. Think about your most recent session, the client you most recently talked with. Where did you sit on that scale during that conversation? Recognize this, your self-image as a coach quite possibly assumes you're always on the high end. As in, it's a foregone conclusion. Certainly, projecting as much is part of the role that you and every other coach naturally play. And that's why you have to really look. Don't just assume that you are on the high end. The juice here is to recognize the assumption while seeing whatever degree to which you actually fall short. This may seem like a no-brainer, but it bears saying anyway. We clients like it when you're higher up on that scale. Another insight that's less obvious? If you pretend to be higher and you're not, the discrepancy is more obvious than you think. Want to be higher on that scale? Then actually know who we are. Don't just be quick on your feet to be great with whatever we're talking about in the moment. Want to know who we are? Then write some stuff down. Or ask us to tell you in a way that gets written down. Write stuff down at the beginning, when we're getting established working with you, and every time we have a session. And review that as often as you need in order to credibly know who we are when we talk next. Just 5 minutes prior will probably suffice. In other words, be better than a polite stranger on a bus. Even the polite stranger who genuinely wishes us well. A surprising number of coaches are proud to operate at roughly that level, and that's a low bar to clear if you want to excel.